This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, every day goes by and a new crime committed by the Democrats comes to light, comes to surface. Now, you already heard the stories about the DNC being dead broke. You already heard the stories about how Hillary Clinton was basically in charge of all of that funding in the DNC. And then when she lost, essentially the DNC went broke. Well, we've now got the actual FEC records indicating why. But let's just take a look. Here's a John Bound report taking a look at the dead broke DNC before we break the bombshell as to why.
Taking on a status of sore loser never before seen in American politics, the Democrats have filed a lawsuit alleging that WikiLeaks, the Trump campaign, and Russia colluded to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, superseding Robert Mueller's Nothing Burger investigation. Although this lawsuit has Hillary Clinton revenge written all over it, Chief Potty Mouth and Chair of the Democratic National Committee Tom Perez acted as if he was unaware of former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's influence.
Hillary Clinton pushed you to do this? Was this something, is she supportive?
Tom, you'll have to ask Secretary.
You don't know if she's supportive of this move or not?
I have not consulted Hillary Clinton to ask her permission to file a complaint. The buck stops with Tom Perez.
Heading into midterm elections, Perez also downplayed the amount of money it would take to win a lawsuit or whether it was filed in order to gamble for potential winnings to fund the candidates.
I will ask you, how much money is this going to cost the DNC? How much money are you taking away from 2018 to focus on 2016 in Russia?
Chuck, we can't afford not to do this because when you look ahead and you see what was done before and what they're trying to do again, our democracy is at stake. It's hard to win elections when you have interference in elections. We've been winning elections. We know how to walk and chew gum. We've got boots on the ground right now.
Tom Perez would say anything when he knows damn well what Hillary Clinton did. This is unbelievable that people like Tom Perez will do an end around to protect Hillary Clinton, folks. This is, it's all coming out, folks. Hillary Clinton is so guilty. I'm sorry. Go back to the report.
Hard to put a price tag on preserving democracy. And you know what? That's why I concluded that it would be irresponsible of me not to do this.
The Week.
Yeah, yeah. He had no idea that Hillary rigged the primary from Bernie. These people are ridiculous. All right, I'm going to try to shut up.
More than $6 million in debt, according to year-end filings, and has just $6.5 million in the bank. Do the math, and the party is working with just over $400,000 overall. Meanwhile, the Republicans are swimming in pools of money. The Republican National Committee had raised $132 million by the end of 2017, about twice as much as the DNC, and entered 2018 with almost $40 million to spare, with not a penny of debt. The lawsuit also relies on questionable evidence, most of it from the Mockingbird media.
But a lot of it relies on things like news reports, including a single source or anonymously sourced reports. So the challenge in this suit is going to be translating those essentially news reports into evidence that's going to be admissible in court. Now, what's relevant right now is not necessarily whether they can do that, but whether or not they can survive a motion to dismiss, whether or not they have a well-pleaded complaint on the face. It does seem likely that this lawsuit, at least some defendants, at least some claims, are likely to survive a motion to dismiss. This is most relevant because it means that they'll move on to the discovery phase. That might end up becoming a really, really powerful tool for the DNC to actually unearth new information.
Careful what you ask for. Zero Hedge reports WikiLeaks will be countersuing, announcing over Twitter that they are seeking donations for a countersuit, noting, "We've never lost a publishing case, and discovery is going to be amazing fun." Zero Hedge also added, "What's interesting is that of all the sources that DNC cites in their massive lawsuit, the Steele dossier they paid for isn't one of them. Tom Perez is working like a man that owes the mob money, acting in total desperation, what has become the norm for the party he leads." John Bound.
And we're going to tell you why. Full report from John Bound at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We're going to tell you why the DNC is so broke. The FEC report just came out, folks. Hillary Clinton. Well, you'll find out.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
To tell you honestly, I have turned a new leaf in that I really am not as angry as I used to be. I will always get angry at the liars in the media. I'll always get angry at the liars in our government. That's never going to stop. But the overall dominance of liberalism in culture and politics and society is honestly dying. I mean, it really is on its last leg. And the only thing that they have left are the bitter clingers. The bitter clingers to the liberal pipe dream that Barack Obama promised them. Free healthcare, free education. America will be removed as the main power apparatchik of the planet. And you'll have a welfare state in America. That's the liberal left heaven that is dying. But it's only the bitter clingers that are sticking to that. The average liberal that doesn't hate themselves, hate America, hate everybody, hate Trump, is coming around. The average never Trumper that was a conservative is now starting to realize all of the lies and all of the mass hysteria about Trump and the Russia collusion and whatever else came from the campaign and since. Is fake news, is just a bunch of nonsense, hit pieces. And now it's actually, in its mass, causing some people to actually warm up to Trump, and it's even making Trump endearing to them, seeing all the hate that he gets nonstop, relentlessly, with almost no rhyme or reason, and certainly no evidence to the claims they're making. And so I have to tell you, as somebody, and I've said this many times, and in fact, if you've been listening to me for a long time, I've always said this. I consider what I do play-by-play of everyday movements, activity, politics in America. And right now, the average American was probably on the fence, and you could see it in the polls, on the fence. I'm talking about the average American, not politically inclined. Doesn't really buy into any of the hysteria, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's anybody, just not buying into it. The average American now is starting to kind of fall to that pro-America, make America first again, make America great again, pride in America, proud to be an American. The average American is starting to kind of, the gauge is starting to go pro-America. The gauge is starting to go patriot. And the smartest thing that the left could do right now, which they won't do, because they're foaming at the mouth, they're like rabid dogs, would be to ease up, back off, give us our 8 years, like Obama had his, and then see how it goes from there, and if it's a total disaster, like you would think, then you'll win the White House in 8 years. But it's not going to be a total disaster, and the average American is realizing that. So the left is not going to back off. They're going to keep publishing their hit pieces on Trump. They're going to keep telling you there's Russian collusion. And all they're going to do is drive the average American that doesn't give a lick about politics, not necessarily into Trump's lap, but just into America's lap, into just loving America again, into wanting to be with their family again, not into the hatred and the political correctness or any of that, but genuinely thinking about bettering themselves in order to better the future for themselves and their family. That's the direction America is going now. That's where the culture is going. And the more rabid the average liberal gets, the farther they're going to push that gauge. In fact, I've got a couple examples here. You've got Kamala Harris talking about free education, free healthcare. You got Bernie Sanders talking about free education, free healthcare. You've got hundreds of illegals that just got rounded up in a massive bust. Meanwhile, that caravan is still moving up from South America, Central America to the southern border. They're going to get rejected. And America's okay with that. America's looking at things and they're saying, wow, you know, maybe Trump is a little flamboyant. Maybe he's a little rambunctious. Maybe his rhetoric is a little extreme, but damn, I just got a bonus. I just got a wage increase. My cousin and uncle and aunt that have been unemployed, and then now they got jobs too, and they're doing great. The coal industry is back. Manufacturing is back. I've now got other job offers too I could take. Man, I mean, this is actually looking kind of good. Yeah, maybe Trump's a little extreme out there, but man, I mean, his results are really delivering. And the average American goes to the voting booth and they think with two things. Their wallet and their family, or they think about safety. Now, what are they going to get when they go to the ballot box and vote Democrat? Well, they're not getting safety. The Democrats are harboring illegals and criminals in the cities that they run. That's a fact. Now, you have many California cities going against the sanctuary city policy. Where is Jeff Sessions? Silent. How about their wallets? Well, a lot of people are getting bonuses. A lot of people are seeing wage increases. The jobs market is up right now. GDP is up. Manufacturing is up. 14 states, including California, just hit an all-time record low for unemployment. So for all of the noise that I have to listen to all day and that we listen to and that those are, that are interested in politics and follow everything, all the noise that we deal with being engaged, being awakened in the society doesn't impact about 33% of the citizens. But what does impact them is tax cuts, jobs growth, GDP, higher wages, family safety, school options. Those are the things that the average Americans actually see, actually experience. The ones that don't tune into the news. So that is going to bring about a cultural change that the left can't do anything about. And they hate it. They hate the fact that families could be independent again in the middle class. They hate the fact they cannot increase the welfare state. They cannot increase the amount of people that need food stamps and welfare like they did under 8 years under Obama. No, it's actually going the opposite way. Less people need food stamps. Less people need unemployment benefits. And the average American sees that. And so I just wanted to start off today's show before I get into any of this news, including breaking news on Hillary Clinton, all these video clips and everything. We are in the middle of the storm right now, and there's going to be more false flags. The globalists are obviously desperate, and they're going to throw 500 haymakers in the final round of this fight. And who knows what if any of those will land or what that might entail. But we really have been victorious for the last 2 years. We really have. And because we're not getting compliant and we're not just accepting our victory, in fact, we're kind of denying it in our continued pursuit of justice and liberty. We cannot ignore the fact that we are victorious. We have to celebrate our victories and realize what we've done, because if we don't realize what we've done, we can't motivate others to join us. The average individual wants to be on the winning team. That's basic human psychology. The average human wants to be a winner. So if we keep winning, if we continue to win over hearts and minds of our fellow Americans and our fellow world travelers, then our ultimate victory will be unity in the sense that we all not only are independent, but that as long as we're all working hard and we all have the right ideas and we all have the right mindset and we're all moving in the right direction, that's how we build a better world. And that's where we're going now, as opposed to going in the wrong direction, which is more dependence, more regulations, more government, less options. We said no to that Obama era myth of destroy America, raise up the world. No, we say raise up America. We say America leads the world, and that's how the world becomes a better place. And that's what we're doing now.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I think I'm done monologuing for today. I could sit here and respond to television news. Like, that could be a whole show, is just watching TV news and then kind of clarifying what they are or are not saying. But it's just incredible. By the way, there is a red link on Drudge. Car crashes onto DC sidewalk, hits four pedestrians. It does not look like that was an intentional event, but it was actually indeed a car crash that forced one vehicle onto the sidewalk to hit pedestrians. It does not seem an intended act of harm, like we saw in Toronto yesterday, where you've got the guy who I was unfamiliar with this, but apparently there's been a guy that does it before. Apparently, you know, you have trouble with women or you're not sexually active or whatever, or what did we call it? Involuntary celibacy? Is that what? Involuntarily celibate. Okay, so he's all frustrated and runs a bunch of people over. And then I get in trouble because I covered whatever 16 different attempts or events where cars and trucks are mowing people over, and 15 of the 16 are from ISIS. So I'm just like, hey, you know, this looks like an ISIS-inspired event. They're like, how dare you? And you know what? I'll just say this. Because one of the things that the globalists take pride in is just mass confusion. They love total confusion, total chaos, because out of chaos, they bring order. So they want the confusion. They want the hysteria. They want Muslims hating Americans. They want Muslims hating Jews. They want Jews hating Muslims. They want Americans hating Jews. That's what they want. That's the constant struggle they want. And while there's going throughout history, many, many great wars fought between Muslims and people in Europe and Muslims in India. And there's all this history there. And you know what? Our business in it probably is not in our self-interest as a country, but other individual interests, perhaps from the West. But then out of that, they create proxy wars. They instill regime change, depending on central banks and oil pipelines. And so then it causes real hatred and real anger. And then they have to spin that. And then they have to blame different factions. So then there's even more confusion and more hatred. So then you got Jews and Muslims fighting, American and Muslims fighting. And then we all think everyone's each other's enemies. But it's the same enemy that we all have, that's the globalists, that want to clash these civilizations, want to clash these cultures. And trying to sort through it all is the challenge. But here comes Donald Trump. And his greatest crime, to me, are the attacks in Syria. Where does he add to the confusion? Is he trying to clear some of the confusion up? I guess we'll find out, as it just seems more confusing now. False flag, chemical attack, wasn't a chemical attack, total fake news. Trump says it's a chemical attack, bomb Syria. Then it comes out, well, it looks like the strikes were very tactical and not what we perhaps thought they were originally. Just like a year ago, they were tactical and they weren't really meant to hurt civilians, but perhaps take out the enemy camps. And so now we're kind of looking back on it and like, okay, maybe he had something else going on there. But it all goes back to what? As an American, September 11th, 2001. That's when we were told Islam is trying to kill us. That's when we were told that Muslims are trying to kill us because they hate our way of life. Now, you notice how that rhetoric, that talking point, has never changed, has never been corrected. It's just kind of disappeared. It just kind of went away with time. So we got sold into an expanded war in the Middle East because we were told as Americans after 9/11, radical Islamic jihadists want to kill us. Muslims hate our way of life and want to kill us. So we have to go to war with them because Islam is waging war on America. So we went to war over that. Well, then 15 years later, we never stopped going to those wars. We never corrected any situations with Muslims or terrorists. But now magically, it's politically incorrect to say that there is radical Islamic terror. Now, do you see how that is a total globalist confusion initiative to gaslight you into a war in the Middle East, claim it's because Muslims want to come here and kill you, then 15 years later, totally flip the script without explaining why, because Americans have the memory of a goldfish, flip the script and then say, no, it's America that's the bad guy. They were invading the Middle East. They were killing people. That's why the Muslims are coming here to kill us. Don't you dare be intolerant. What? And so you sit here and you have a thinking mind and a memory and you're like, well, wait a second. We went to war in the Middle East with Islam terrorists because they want to kill us and we're responsible for 9/11. 15 years later, we still don't really have any true answers on that or really solved anything with that. Still have, you know, classified pages that probably reveal the truth about that. But now, without correcting that or fixing any of that or deciding we're not at war with Islam or radical Islamic terrorists or saying that they don't exist, now we just say it's politically incorrect to say radical Islamic terror, even though we've been at war with it for 15 years. And so this is the mass confusion that the globalists bring on. But I see Macron and his wife come to D.C. for the state dinner tonight, which is also very historically important. You had the George Washington hosted French military leaders in 1776, I think it was, when the French helped the United States fight the Revolutionary War. Then 100 years ago, United States soldiers went over to France to help them fight in a sovereignty revolutionary war for themselves. Then Macron and Trump plant an oak tree at the White House today in symbolism of Americans and French coming together for freedom and sovereignty. And you look at the bromance between Trump and Macron. It's kind of weird. They're like dusting each other off, brushing dirt off each shoulders. They're giving like 16-second long handshakes, hugging, kissing, doing all this stuff. But, and even though it looks kind of flamboyant and everything, I realize what it is though. I realize what it is. See, normally when somebody comes to the White House, let's say for Obama, and they do the whole ceremony, that's all it was. It was a ceremony. It was picture time, take pictures, smile, kiss the babies. Okay, shake hands. Okay, we're done. With Trump, it's real. With Trump, it's a real interaction. So instead of coming to the table with all the confusion and looking at it like, okay, we got to put in our time. We got to do this ceremony. And then when we leave, everything's going to be the same. We're not going to solve anything. These guys come to town. They get Trump. And he's a real dude. He's like, hey, what's going on? He brings you in for a hug and a handshake. He says, let's eat dinner. Let's have a steak. You know, let's have a good time. And they're talking. And then maybe they get down to some business. But it's a real social interaction. It's real social interactions. There's real respect. There's real trust. That's why the Chinese roll out the red carpet for Trump. They roll out the porter potty for Obama. So this is the difference now. This is a real president versus a fake president like Barack Obama.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Yep. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And in case you haven't noticed, we've been expanding our transmissions here where we're guaranteed 10 hours live a day. David Knight in the morning, Alex Jones middays, myself afternoon drive. Of course, Roger Stone peppered in there with me. You've got the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show where we always have guest hosts, all the great guests that David Knight has on. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And the thing about shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is that your money is going right back into what we do here. It's not going to go to Alex Jones getting a private jet like the other big talk show hosts. It's not going to go to some big salary of the hosts here. We don't get big salaries here. No, we just want to expand the info war. That's what we want. So that's what we do with your support. And you guys do come through, and it's incredible. You've come through so much. In fact, not only are we able currently to deal with these lawsuits, but we're also able to expand, and that is the challenge. See, the reason why they have these lawsuits against us is so that they can stop our expansion by financially handicapping us. But you keep stepping up and delivering at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at some of these specials. 50% off Super Male Vitality. And then you've got the Vitality and Balance Combo Pack. That's Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill. That is 50% off. The True Alpha Male Combo. That's Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. That's also 50% off. And if you're a regular shopper at InfoWarsStore.com, you've probably noticed Patriot Points, which are currently double. Patriot points are when you shop at InfoWars Store, you get Patriot points for every purchase you make, and then eventually it has purchasing power with the Patriot points that you build up. So right now, it's double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. There is the explanation there on the store's website, Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Spend $1, earn 5 points. So that's how that works. Right now it's 10 points though, because we've doubled it. So there you go. And if you don't like the supplements, if you're not into taking supplements, that's fine. We've got household items like Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. If every listener to the Alex Jones Show, 1 million people, let's just say 1 million people decided to get Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com on auto ship once every 3 months, I think we may almost be taken care of. I mean, I don't know the full numbers, but that's all it takes. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not get the toothpaste that doesn't have the poisonous fluoride in it? Look at the back of your toothpaste and read the tube, and it says 0.001% fluoride, harmful if swallowed, contact poison control if ingested. Why would you want to brush your teeth with that? Even when they came out and put the fluoride in the water, the CDC even admitted they don't have the scientific evidence that proves it even helps your teeth. So shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not shop with the good guys? Get auto ship. You'll get 10% off and you'll keep us in business and able to expand. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Here's how the rest of the show is going to go. I've got tons of news I'm going to get to. I got tons of clips I haven't even really gotten into yet. Harrison Smith is going to join me in the second hour to talk about a story of the Woodlands in Virginia essentially being sold to Britain. He's going to have all that. And then in the third hour, I'll probably just leave the phone lines open and we'll just take your calls in the third hour as Roger Stone is not with us today. He'll be in studio with me though the rest of the week. And I haven't even gotten to the bombshell news and I'm already too deep into this segment to get into it. So I'll do that in the next segment. But let me just jump into some of this news. No rhyme or reason. I'm just going to pick it up and go with it. All right. So let's take a look at what's going on in Syria now. Now, the Russian embassy tweets this out. It was either yesterday or earlier this morning. Lavrov says several Western countries are openly aiming to dismember Syria as a sovereign state. Anti-terrorist operations, just a smokescreen. And I've read many stories about this. They want to break Syria into 4 different countries. And I've forgotten exactly what gets allocated where. But I've read the stories. I'm sure you can find them online. So then the Russian embassy tweets that out. And as far as dismembering Syria into, you know, 4 states or what have you, I don't have any precise intel on that. However, the anti-terrorist operations just being a smokescreen, that is 100% true. The war on terror has been code for foreign invasion and oil wars for 15 years and regime change. So they use war on terrorism as a reason to invade other countries, either to get a pipeline in or get a regime change through. And Americans are honestly done with it because they can't even drive on their own roads without hitting a pothole. They go and they look at some of the schools and they're run down old buildings. They are sick of their infrastructure collapsing. In fact, you know, I just ordered a bunch of books, and I was going to do a segment on this, and I still plan on doing it when I get them. I just ordered a bunch of books. They're all books. If you're into photography, it's kind of a cool thing. Photographers, Western journalists go around America and they just take pictures, and it's just a picture book. And I got like five of them of all the different buildings, the different infrastructure, malls, skyscrapers, all the stuff in America that was built, grandiose, beautiful buildings, just shut down, just abandoned. And it's just incredible to think. You look at some of this architecture, you look at some of the materials that were used, the granite, what have you, these beautiful pillars, beautiful lights and windows and amazing architecture and buildings. And you're just like, why did this get abandoned? What happened? If you grew up in a city, I grew up in St. Louis, but you can see it, Chicago, a lot of other cities, big manufacturing plants, huge buildings, just gone, just abandoned. Nobody uses them, just sitting there, just eyesores. So the average American sees that and then finally can put two and two together and understand, okay, why are these empty buildings sitting here? Why are all these manufacturing plants shut down? Why did this beautiful mall that we built 10 years ago get abandoned? Yeah, great job, crew. They just found a story on it, the ruins of capitalism. Yeah, that's just one image. But the average American adds it together now and they say, we've been spending trillions and trillions of dollars at war, essentially building other countries, not for our own interests, but for the interest of either private corporations, private entities, or even other countries. And we pay so much in taxes now that we're sick of it. We're sick of nation building. We're sick of expanded wars. And we're sick of driving to work and hitting 500 potholes on a 2-mile drive. I'm sick of driving around and I've got road construction on 35 from here to Dallas and there's not one person working. Not one. So Americans are done with that. We know we're capable. We know we've got plenty of wealth. We know that we like to work and we have a good work ethic. Why aren't we building this country? And so the average American sees it now and they say, we're sick of foreign intervention. And then WikiLeaks says, Lavrov is correct. Syria is being partitioned by the US, UK, France, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Turkey, the UAE, and Qatar, along with the Euphrates River, with an additional zone effectively extending Israel's occupation of the Golan Heights through proxies. So that's the globalist war in Syria. That's what they want. I don't think Trump is going to go for it. I don't think the American people are going to go for it.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, Carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's only crazy if you're right. So we must be the craziest ones out there. Well, I've been teasing it so far for the entire first hour, but it's now time to get into it. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Major report that will not shock you. However, the legal precedents involving this matter are highlighted in this story at thefederalist.com. Bombshell. FEC records indicate Hillary campaign illegally laundered $84 million. Now, this is not going to shock the average audience member here. And in fact, reading this story, I'm not going to get into a lot of it because a lot of it is just crunching numbers and explaining the legalities. If you want to read it for yourself, feel free. It's just a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo and then showing you examples and kind of breaking down what they did exactly, but I've highlighted the parts in here that I think are the most important for the audience to know. So those are the points I'm going to read here, and then we're going to tie that into the ridiculousness that is the attacks on President Trump. So let me get into this report on the Federalist that always does great work and cites their work well on Hillary Clinton's campaign laundering $84 million. So here we go. FEC records show several large contributions reported as received by the Hillary Victory Foundation and the same amount on the same day or occasionally the following day recorded as received by the DNC from a state Democrat committee, but without the state Democrat committee ever reporting the contribution. So just to provide a little context, essentially, you know how they have caps on donations to different committees or PACs or you know, candidates, what have you. But you can bundle it, and then they can disperse that over everything and hit the cap on each one. But then each party has to file a record. So if you give X amount of dollars as a bundle donation, and then that gets distributed out to five different companies. X getting distributed has to file a report, and then each entity that gets the funds also has to file a report. That wasn't happening. The people that were getting the funds were never filing their reports, and that's illegal, and the conclusion is that why would you do that to launder money? Let's go on. For instance, the Hillary Victory Foundation reported transferring $19,500 to the Mississippi Democrat Party on November 2nd, 2015, and the Democrat National Committee reported receiving $19,500 from the Mississippi Democrat Party on November 2nd, 2015. But the Mississippi Democrat Party never recorded the receipt or the disbursement of the $19,500. And without the Mississippi Democratic Party controlling the funds, the Hillary Victory Foundation's contribution to the DNC violated campaign finance law. So now, as an investigator, you would have to ask, did the money ever actually go there? If it did, where did it go then after? They did not file that paperwork. Over a 13-month period, FEC records show some 30 separate occasions when the Hillary Victory Foundation transferred contributions totaling more than $10 million to the DNC without any corresponding record of the receipt or disbursement from the state parties, thus illegally leapfrogging the Democratic parties. So now you're looking at an instance again where it looks like essentially they're leapfrogging the system. They don't want any of this on record because they don't want you to know where the money's going. So they have all the money. They claim that they're filing it here and there to file and obey the campaign finance laws, but they're not actually filing where it's going. So that's like saying, okay, you're going to give me $19,500, but I have to show you how each penny is spent. So you say, okay, and you come back to me for the records. You say, hey, I need the records to show where that $19,000 went. And you say, oh, well, I got it. You say, yeah, but where did it go? Well, I got it. Here's the record. I got it right here. Well, that's illegal. On the other hand, of the contributions state parties reported as received from the Hillary Victory Foundation, 99% wound up at the DNC. And so now you see why it was said that Hillary Clinton was in charge of the DNC's finances. She was using this money laundering technique to hold the Democrat Party hostage for funds, essentially. So all of the money that was supposed to be going to the Democrats was being funneled through Hillary Clinton, and then she was pretending, or her campaign was pretending to follow the law and file the receipts, but then did not actually file the proper records to show where the money went. And so this is how Hillary Clinton was controlling the funds for the DNC. Now that Hillary Clinton is out, the DNC is broke. You see how that goes. All the money was coming to Hillary. She was supposed to distribute it out to the Democrat Party. She didn't do it. And it's all on record. They were transferred immediately or within a day or two, raising questions of whether the state Democratic committees truly exercised control over the money, something necessary under campaign finance law to allow later legal transfer to the DNC. It wasn't happening, folks. Hillary Clinton was holding the Democrat Party hostage for funds, and she was laundering all the money. Or her campaign was, excuse me. Then, this is another incredible, this is a great report at the Federalist. A whole section, using the party as a fundraising clearinghouse. So, it's really just amazing how really maniacal the Hillary Clinton campaign was, and honestly knowledgeable of campaign finance law so that they could push the very boundaries of it and not get questioned. But they are getting questioned now. And so this entire thing is about how Hillary Clinton was basically running the Democrat Party by withholding funds and holding it hostage for funds. That's how she was able to rig the primary against Bernie. She had more money than Bernie. Bernie was taking the little donors. Their money got probably funneled right back to Hillary too. And that's why they sued the Democrat Party. That got ignored by the media and the Democrats anyway. So Hillary Clinton, essentially, Hillary's campaign illegally was controlling all of the money donated to the Democrat Party. 100% illegal. 100% illegal, caught. Now, the Supreme Court made clear in 2014 in McCutcheon versus the FEC that this exact scenario would violate the law. So you've already got a legal precedent. You've got all of the records, and then you don't have the records that are necessary in order to disperse these funds, all on paper, all on record. But it gets worse. The Democrats are now avoiding people finding out about this. As noted above, the FEC can investigate a complaint only upon finding of a reason to believe by four commissioners. But the six-member FEC currently only has four commissioners. By statute, the commissioners must come from different political parties, and by practice, the Senate confirms newly nominated commissioners in pairs, one Democrat and one Republican. Democrats, however, have yet to name a replacement, holding up the confirmation process and leaving in place for the foreseeable future a likely deadlock. So here are the Democrats obstructing government again, which would be great, except they're obstructing justice. So the Democrats won't nominate another person to this FEC board or whatever have you, because they don't want it investigated that Hillary campaign was laundering money. So here are the Democrats still running cover for Hillary Clinton. Here are the Democrats still obstructing justice. They are the obstructionist party, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, yet even with the overwhelming evidence of tsunami-level campaign finance criminality, more than $84 million, the media instead chases the cloud cast over President Trump because of the $130,000 payment his attorney, Michael Cohen, made to Stormy Daniels, and claims that payment constituted an illegal campaign contribution. So think about that. Hillary Clinton on paper, Hillary Clinton's campaign on paper, violating FEC law and moving $84 million illegally through the campaign process. Media totally ignores, Democrats totally ignore. But Michael Cohen, not involved in American politics, pays Stormy Daniels $130,000 apparently in hush funds, and that's considered an illegal campaign contribution by the media and by the Democrat Party, even though there are no laws or statutes that would deem it as such. Now, do you see the desperation of the Democrats right now? Do you see why they're so desperate, folks? But look at this. Stormy Daniels' crowdfunding campaign for lawsuit has earned more than $33,000. This is the brainwashing of the public right here. And Stormy Daniels is using the mainstream media to get rich. And so that's amazing for her. Good for her. She's outsmarted the general public and the mainstream media. She gets rich. Hillary Clinton, $84 million of campaign finance money unaccounted for illegally via the FEC. Huge story, bombshell, Democrats and media ignore. Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, $130,000. Biggest story, according to liberal media. Now, why would they ignore Hillary Clinton's $84 million and focus on Michael Cohen's $130,000? And if you understand the answer to that, you understand everything.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, the left that has been brainwashing and destroying the future for its children for years now is freaking out that Trump is president. And they don't know how to raise their families now. Not that they knew how to begin with, apparently. But now that Trump is president, that's their newest excuse on why they cannot raise a family.
Justified for what we say. I don't think anything we say is controversial at all.
It's hard.
Do you think he's controversial?
It's hard. I just had a kid. It's hard figuring it out. And
oh,
by the way, everyone is neurotic. That's why we have a hard time raising children the right way, because we live in the most neurotic, insane, overconnected, crazy.
Whoa. Pause right there. Whoa. Okay, buddy. No. See, this is what a typical liberal. I'm not neurotic. I'm okay. All right. Are you guys back there neurotic? You all right? Good? Good? All right. So we're okay. So we're all good here, right? Are we all good, guys? We're not, you know, neurotic and freaking out, right? No one here is neurotic. I'm serious. Alex Wagner just told me everyone's neurotic. So I'm just checking on my crew to make sure y'all are okay. All right. So we're okay. So let's roll it back though. According to Alex Wagner, who I've actually met, I can talk about her in a second. I'm not attacking her. She's actually a kind person. But this just shows you the average liberal's mindset. Like, everyone's neurotic. Everyone's unbalanced. Everyone's like them. Oh, scared of their own shadow. So that's why they have to create an environment to cater to themselves, even though they're the minority. So again, here's Alex Wagner kind of putting you in a liberal's brain. Neurotic, you know, like kind of schizophrenic almost. Listen.
By the way, everyone is neurotic. That's why we have a hard time raising children the right way, because we live in the most neurotic, insane, overconnected, crazy world. Yes. Donald Trump is our president.
Right.
How are we expected to raise normal children?
I know.
It's a crazy
child. So wait a second. Okay, so, alright, so that's it. Yeah. Okay, so Trump's only been president for not even 2 years, and here she is talking about how everyone's neurotic because of the crazy world. Well, Trump's only been president for 2 years. So not only does she expose to you the average liberal brain that's neurotic and unbalanced, she then spins it and blames it on Trump after saying that it's been like this for so long, but now somehow it's Trump's fault, even though he's only been president for 2 years. That right there is a perfect illustration of how a liberal's brain works. Now, I will tell you, I've actually met Alex Wagner. She's actually a very kind person. Unfortunately, I would say, like most liberals in media, like herself, just not the smartest whip. Cause she actually came to me to do an interview. This was before I was with InfoWars. This was after the H. Skrillex thing. She comes to me to do an interview and she approaches me like I'm some sort of dummy. See, Megyn Kelly did the same thing. I mean, look, I'm not trying to act like I'm some sort of intellectual or IQ giant. I'm probably closer to average. I don't know. Who knows though? Maybe it's like Idiocracy where if you read, you're the smartest guy in the room. But they really approach you, and I think some of it comes from their media hubris. They have this arrogance because they're in the media. So they immediately are looking down on you because I'm in the media and you're not. And so she approaches me with like these like first grade level questions, and I give her like an Einstein level answer, and she's like, she can't even go on. She literally had to end the interview because she couldn't even respond to my response. And then Megyn Kelly is the same way, and you just realize, man, they really do put some of the dumbest people on television. And I'm not insulting Alex Wagner. I actually think she's a sweet lady. She was very kind to me. I could tell how shocked she was. She thought I was some like low IQ redneck from Missouri that couldn't talk my way out of a paper box that just happened to get some viral video that she probably never even watched. She just heard about. And then she talks to me and she hears me speak very intellectually and she's like, what? And she's like confused and doesn't know where to go and just ends the interview. But that's it, because they're neurotic. They're unbalanced. And as soon as their view of reality is challenged, which was in that case, I'm much smarter than him. I'm a member of the media. I'm going to talk down at him. Then she realizes she's not as smart as me, and it's freak out. It's neuroticism. It's unbalanced. I got to cancel. I got to go. Trump's Russian. Oh.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars, and in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
And I'm now joined by the editor of that wonderful intro that you just saw, and also a reporter here for InfoWars, Harrison Smith. And he joins me to discuss a story that he found while I was going live today, and he wanted to bring it to my attention. And I think it can be used as kind of an example, too, where this is a situation where it's more like raw materials, where you could maybe see some trade and some commerce potential there. But there's a story of how other countries, and nobody talks about this, are actually dependent on America. They're dependent on our industry going over there and getting cheaper labor. They're dependent on our industries taking our businesses over there and not paying as much in taxes as they would here. But now you have a story where the UK is bragging about a new energy initiative, but it's totally reliant on America.
That's right. Yeah, the story here is that the global warming, the climate change myth is causing more problems than it's solving. And a lot of times, you know, people, they're too dumb to understand that global warming is actually climate change and they're actually the same thing. I've actually heard that a lot. Well, they had to change it to climate change because the Trump supporters were just too dumb to understand that global warming can make the earth get colder.
I bet you before Trump is out of office in 2024, it's back to global cooling.
Oh yeah, it'll be the next ice age.
Because all the trends are, it's getting colder.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so this story is from The Guardian. This is from today. This is the UK runs without coal power for 3 days in a row. And so this is obviously a big celebration. You know, they're so happy that they made
it. Like, yay, we can kill coal.
Yeah, yeah, they made it 76 hours. So,
you know, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. 3 days. Like, oh my gosh. Oh.
And one of the funny parts about that is it's because the weather is warmer, I believe, that they're not having to cool their houses as much. They're not using as much energy.
Right. They don't need the heat blasting.
Right. And so the UK has been powered without coal for 3 days in a row, setting a new record and underlining the polluting fuel's rapid decline. Goodbye, coal, you old dirty fuel.
Yeah, we're dirty, dirty you. Coal, which yeah. actually is not that dirty with the new technologies.
So it says, without that fossil fuel, nearly a third of Britain's electricity was supplied by gas, which is another polluting
yeah,
fuel.
Yeah, because that's cleaner than coal.
Oh, yeah. Followed by wind farms and nuclear around nuclear. I've been criticized for that. Around a quarter each. I'm from Texas.
I get plenty of that. I don't want to get into semantics over lexicon and pronunciation here.
All right, but here's the most important part. The rest came from biomass burned at Drax Power Station in North Yorkshire. And so biomass. So what does that make you think? Maybe it's trash. Somebody else is saying maybe human waste.
Well, and I feel like they use biomass too to kind of, you know, keep their audience in the dark. Nobody knows what biomass is, but it sounds sustainable.
Great. It doesn't sound nice.
It sounds very sustainable. As long as you say sustainable, I'm going to beat the hell out of you sustainably.
Yes. Well, right. Well, the biomass that this particular power station, Drax, is using actually is old growth hardwood forests in Virginia. So here's a story from, I believe this was Channel 4 dispatches in Britain. Huge areas of hardwood forest in the state of Virginia are being chainsawed to create biomass energy in Britain as the government attempts to reach targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in an effort to tackle climate change, an investigation by Channel 4 dispatches has found.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if we had too much carbon in the atmosphere, I would cut down the very things that, you know, absorb the carbon.
It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
That's what I would do.
They actually, in this weird backwards logic way, say that it's actually better because they're going to be planting more trees. It's just bizarre. Let me just read it because it's worse than I can make up.
Well, trees spout up overnight, so that's okay.
Oh, naturally. Yeah. The hardwood, old growth
trees.
Yeah, just
it'll grow
Virginia.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. So, this is paid for, $700 million through a levy on the electricity bills of people in the UK. So people in the UK have a slight levy on their bill, and that's being used to buy hardwood forests in Virginia to burn. They're turned into pellets, and it's a US firm called Enviva, and it grinds up logs into pellets, and a large proportion of these pellets are shipped across the Atlantic to be burned at Drax in the UK, and that's one of Enviva's main customers.
So this is another opportunity to show how energy overseas is now being dependent on America's industry. Alex, you've been talking about the attacks on the coal industry.
I'm watching you guys while I'm in my office doing research and things, and I just kind of ran out here all disheveled, hair's not even combed, just to point out, they want to cut trees down because they claim they produce carbon dioxide, not just oxygen. So that's a mainline plan the New York Times promotes because trees are bad now. And as you said, there's these giant levies on people to pay for the boondoggles for these systems that actually have bigger carbon footprints, as if carbon's a bad thing, where carbon life forms as a carbon cycle, sunlight, water, air, which is oxygen, and carbon dioxide. So they confuse people that it's like carbon monoxide, but this is what it's all about. China, India, Mexico, and 160 plus other countries, they have to make zero, ladies and gentlemen, zero cuts. And so China has the dirtiest, you name it, their rivers catch on fire, deformities, all the problems. But the globalists don't ever want to lift them up because they want to leverage us out. This is cold-blooded globalists to deindustrialize the West, saying Europe, the UK, the US, Canada can't have coal because we've got totally clean systems with the scrubbers where nothing goes in the atmosphere but water and carbon dioxide. So they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant. This is a 1,000% scam. People go, it doesn't make sense. How dumb are the liberals? They're not dumb. They want a worldwide carbon tax. Then they want computers to track all of our activities with our carbon because we put off carbon. This is a anti-life tax and a way to regulate it, track it, and control it. It is a giant galactic fraud. And here's the final statement. I'll get out of here. They bankrupted Spain 10 years ago. Spain was a big success story like Ireland. And then they came in and shut all their coal plants down. They don't have any coal plants. And they put up all these wind farms that don't work. So Spain's power prices tripled. And Spain has now been in a depression for 5 years. And even their own government admits the Green Agenda did it. Yes, because it was meant to move industry out of Spain into the third world, which doesn't even build infrastructure, to then exploit the third world, then collapse the third world, then bring them in giant invasions, and then brainwash them against the West. Well, the globalists sit offshore, tax exempt, total 360 win for them, total 360 loss for us. It is a conscious fraud. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, Alex, actually, hold on a second, because I remember you were talking about how the carbon cycles are actually going into a new cycle where the amount of carbon that we're putting out is actually balancing the atmosphere and actually balancing the environment versus what volcanoes and other...
That's what's crazy and almost makes this like people, some scientists think it's a simulation. Because they can study the ice cores, the mud cores that go back millions of years. The Earth is at the lowest point in all of its existence of carbon dioxide and oxygen are both ultra low. They now know that carbon dioxide was hundreds of times stronger previously, and plants grew, there was higher oxygen. That's why they believe it may be true that, like, way back in time, ancients may have lived longer because oxygen makes you not get cancer as bad. So it's a fact that the Sahara is expanding because of and I've read this in, like, Journal of Nature 20 years ago. But, again, that's real science. They don't put it out there as the propaganda that you see, a pop propaganda, pop science. We're seeing the desertification expand because plants need less water when they've got carbon dioxide.
Right, and they've actually done experiments where they've recreated the antediluvian atmosphere in labs, and it turns out that it just makes plants explode. They just grow like 10 times bigger than they ever would.
Exactly. We don't know there was life on Mars. We know that it had oceans, it had everything, but it wasn't a big enough plant with big enough gravity.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products,
we're off-gassing.
We have it in InfoWars Life. It'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new
natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What would be the leftists, liberal Democrats' dream, the progressives' dream? Well, to tax you just for being alive. Don't you know you're a human scum? Look at you. You eat the earth, you eat its vegetation, you kill its animals, you cause global warming, you are scum. And while we'd like you to just die, you're not going to do that voluntarily, okay? So while we want you to die because we love the earth so much, we'll live. Maybe we'll be a machine later and it'll be sustainable and we'll burn biomass or something trendy or some Soylent Green. But you're not going to die, you earth killer. So instead, we just want to tax you for being alive. That is the progressive liberal's dream. So how do they do that? They trick you into thinking you're killing the planet by just being alive and breathing. And then they say, we're going to tax you based on your carbon footprint. And then you essentially become a slave by just living and breathing on Earth. That's the progressive liberal's dream. That's why they tell you global warming is a man-made issue and why it's going to kill you in, I mean, we got to be talking minutes now. I mean, I'm looking at the watch here. They've been telling us, I mean, I'm expecting beachfront property in Austin, Texas probably tomorrow with all the global warming, even though it's getting colder, all the science shows. But they want to kill coal. They want to say coal is destroying the planet. And so then they're going to celebrate in Europe where they don't have coal for 3 days. But then it becomes a different issue when they cut down the trees that would actually be stopping man-made global warming if it were real, which it's not. And then they still celebrate it. Now, you had the story coming out of London. They're celebrating 76 hours of coal-free energy as if that's some sort of accomplishment. 3 days, like, give me a break.
Woo.
After 3 days, I don't think they'd be happy with that if it went out for 3 days. But you had some more you wanted to get into, and it's just another illustration of they don't critically think. So it's one thought process, which is let's stop using coal. It's killing the planet. Well, if we just have to murder 500 people to get it, to stop using coal, then that's okay because it's not about that. It's about stopping using coal. They don't look at what else they're doing.
Right. Well, and isn't it always funny that it's everybody else that there's too many people. I think if everybody who said there's too many people on Earth, if they went out and got rid of themselves, the problem would be solved. All those people there's just too many people on Earth. Well, hey, there's something you can do about that.
Okay, but let's not give them any ideas.
I don't think that there's too many people on Earth.
Let's
give
them any ideas.
I like
here.
People. No, but it's just so hypocritical when Prince Charles and all these people say, well, I'd love to come back as a virus and just kill billions of people.
Or a camera hog, attention hog says, well, we need the mosquitoes killing people. It's good for population control.
Right, right. Because everybody else's life is just a burden. My life, however, is special. They have no sympathy
for anybody else. Isn't that nice little loving suicide machine?
Suicide machine. Isn't that nice? Yeah. So this story, it just gets crazier and crazier. And I think to me, it's less of even people being confused or not being thorough in their intellectual consistency. It's more about it just being a scam. Think about who is getting paid by this. So yeah, the coal plants are being shut down. You know, screw those guys. But $700 million out of the taxpayers in the UK to pay for this. Where's that money going? That's going to Enviva, who's this company in America. You know, the company shipping, the company setting up these biomass generators. It's just a scam. It's just using people's desire to stop pollution and people's willingness to do something to help the Earth or to solve a problem that they see. And it's taking that goodness in people and extorting it and exploiting it.
That's what they do. They do extort human nature. Mm-hmm. That's what liberals really are good at. They extort human nature because everybody wants to be a good person. I mean, they really, you know, I think that most people are genuine in their cause for concern. Others do it for, you know, whatever reason, for their own self agenda or to just divert from whoever they really are behind the scenes. But you know, it's funny that they would brag about burning these trees. In California, you can't even have a bonfire. It's illegal to burn trees in California. So I can't have a bonfire in California, but they'll celebrate burning trees in London now.
The problem is that the liberal mindset takes problems that are real, and not only the solution that they propose not only doesn't solve the problem, it actually makes it worse. And so this is just the perfect example. So you have, they're trying to get rid of coal, and so they come up with this biomass generation at Drax Power Plant in the UK, and it says, footage reveals huge areas of hardwood forest in the state of Virginia being chopped down and removed to a factory by U.S. firm Enviva. Now, the power station giant that is burning these pellets of wood instead of coal say that it reduces carbon emissions by more than 80%. However, Dispatches, which is this Channel 4 program, conducted a simple experiment at a laboratory at the University of Nottingham to compare the carbon dioxide emitted when burning wood pellets similar to those used by Drax instead of coal. It found that to burn an amount of wood pellets that would generate the same amount of electricity as coal, it would actually produce roughly 8% more carbon. All right. So burning these burning these tree pellets, rather, is actually causing 8% more than burning the coal wood, on top of the fact that you're tearing down old growth trees in another country.
Right, the immeasurables of the trees that are absorbing the carbon and putting out the oxygen.
So how do they get away with this? Well, biomass is viewed as, quote, carbon neutral under European rules. Oh. This means that Drax is not obliged to officially report the carbon emissions coming out of its chimney stack.
They're carbon neutral because they don't have to report their carbon?
That is exactly right. And so Drax claims...
That is such a rig. It's not even funny.
Drax claims that replanting of the trees means all the CO2 will be reabsorbed.
Only if we produce enough carbon to make them grow.
This is the insanity. They're cutting down trees and they're saying, yeah, but now that we've cut them down, we can replant them and they'll create
more CO2. Remember when
liberals
used to like tie themselves to trees so they wouldn't get chopped down? What happened to that?
Yeah, now chopping them down is... you know, saving the Earth, I guess. And so here, on the question that Drax's claim by burning wood instead of coal, it reduces carbon emission by more than 80%, costs admitted it didn't include emissions from its chimneys. We don't count that. The government doesn't count that.
Well, how about all the emissions to chop the trees down?
Oh, chop them down to ship them across the ocean in these giant tanker ships?
Well, if they flew on Leonardo DiCaprio's forehead, then it'd be fine.
Maybe you could bring one along.
Leo DiCaprio, his forehead is carbon-free.
This is the capstone on it. It doesn't include stack emissions because if we are sourcing sustainable biomass from working forests where this is more growth than is being harvested, we see the carbon being reabsorbed. We try to wrap our minds around that.
I heard that they shipped the wood pellets on Leo DiCaprio's forehead. It doubles as a barge.
Well, I mean, you know, when he flies his Learjet or whatever he flies, he puts a sack of wood pellets next to him.
Well, I mean, the guy,
he's so cool.
It's for the environment, but
he's so cool.
The guy, you know, he travels around the world telling you about man-made global warming. He obviously isn't flying around on a jet that's burning fossil fuels.
Right. And he's another one that, you know, like I'm talking about. It's like, they're going to tell us, you know, to cut back. They're going to tell us, well, maybe you just shouldn't be here. Maybe, you know, you're a waste of carbon, while they're just burning through any sort of resources we have at an astronomical rate.
Whatever it is that makes you feel bad, that's what I want to do as a liberal. I just want to attack you. And I want to claim that I'm for sustainable energy, but I'm really not. I'm just for whatever makes you mad.
Yeah.
So if you want, do you like those trees over there, by the way? You like those trees?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to chop them down. And I'm going to burn them. And I'm going to say it's for the environment.
Because you love the Earth.
It's because I love the Earth, and it's because it makes you mad.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I'll tax you just for breathing. That's what I really want. I want to tax you for breathing, for having anything. Yep. You have to be taxed. All right, that's Harrison Smith. He's breaking down the report. We're going to have more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Good evening, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Folks, they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
whiskey bottles and brand new cars. Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
What's different at this point, does it?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Predator grunt. A guy on the radio, he said he and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like salt. Ain't that something?
I'm not just being tacky. Call me Margaret Mead Samoa. I had never seen or smelled any woman like that.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Film that? There it is.
Okay, there's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Cut that. We're going
to... Wow, there you go. The new intro put together by Rob Dew. I didn't realize Obama had so many flies following him around. He's like, what's the guy's name from the Peanuts? Pigpen? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Charlie Brown, Pigpen, is that the guy? He's walking around, there's like literally a cloud of dirt that follows him everywhere. Flies are flying around him. Am I talking to myself? Thank you. But I didn't realize Obama, I mean, we knew. I mean, there it is, Pigpen. Yes, I grew up watching cartoons. I'm a bad kid. But I didn't realize Obama was basically Pigpen. And he always had flies following around. I was at an Obama rally. I was protesting an Obama rally in 2008. And I smelled sulfur, but I was like 500 yards from Obama. I didn't think it would have been him, but I didn't realize that he had flies just basically following him around all the time. Interesting. So that's all highlighted in that great intro put together. Meanwhile, though, let's see. What do we want to go to here? Trump and Macron's bromance. You know, some people are warming up to Macron. That's natural when you see him getting along with Trump. Others think he's just a globalist puppet. I'm not really sure. You know, he compared himself to Trump in his opening speech, saying how they're both mavericks of the political system. I don't know how much of a maverick Macron is compared to Trump, but that was the claim he made. So you know what? Let's go to this report, because we were discussing some of this, kind of about this. I would imagine that actually this deal where they're chopping down trees in Virginia and then selling them to this energy company that's over across the pond, I would imagine that's good for the GDP here. But the CBO has just projected that the GDP is headed to a 15-year high. And before we run this clip, I'm going to tell you something. The predictions that they've made about the GDP were all in a perspective coming from what we've been dealing with for the last 8 years under Obama, under the presumption that we're going to have the same type of approach towards the EPA and towards regulations as we had during Obama. But we're going so far from that. Whatever projections they're making about the GDP, with all the projections they're making about job growth and everything in GDP, everything is beating the expectations. 90% of the time, we're beating the expectations. So my guess is whatever the CBO is projecting, it's going to beat those expectations. But here is the CBO projection of the next 15 years for the GDP.
In our economic projections, which underlie our budget projections, inflation-adjusted GDP, or real GDP, expands by 3.3% this year and by 2.4% in 2019. Most of this growth is driven by consumer spending and business investment, but federal spending also contributes a significant amount this year. Growth of real GDP exceeds the growth of real potential GDP over the next 2 years. This marked cyclical path in real GDP will occur in large part because the recent legislation provides significant fiscal stimulus at a time when there is very little slack in the economy. In our projections, the effects of the 2017 Tax Act on incentives to work, save, and invest raise real potential GDP throughout the 2018 to 2028 period. Over the same period, the Tax Act is projected to boost the level of real GDP by an average of 0.7% and non-farm payroll employment by an average of 1.1 million jobs. Our current economic projections differ from those that we made in June 2017 in a number of ways. The most significant is that potential and actual real GDP are projected to grow more quickly over the next few years. Projected output is greater because of the recently enacted legislation, data that has become available after our previous economic projections were completed, and improvements in our analytical methods.
Now, the left has accepted an American GDP that's in decline, an American GDP that cannot expand, an American jobs market that cannot expand, an American manufacturing industry that cannot expand, because their leaders stop the expansion with regulation. And then they claim it's for the environment. No, it's to bring America to its knees so that it can't be the world power that it is. But then you've got Christine Gillibrand just tweeted this out. I don't have the exact tweet. The crew is printing it for me. It's all right if you guys don't get it to me in time. But she tweets out how, oh my gosh, Republicans are giving tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. But they won't guarantee an American wage and an American job because this isn't a communist country. I mean, did you go to history class, Christine Gillibrand, or were you too busy sucking on a lollipop? Kamala Harris, I remain committed to raising the minimum wage, making public colleges and universities tuition free, and guaranteeing health care for everyone. You know? Oh. Show me one country where that works. No. You can't. But that doesn't stop Gillibrand and Harris and Bernie Sanders. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I see a lot of Americans are working hard to get a new job. I see the GDP is up. I see that Americans have new jobs in the manufacturing, and I hate it. I don't want it. I want Americans to have low-paying jobs paid for by the government. We can't have a free market. We can't have industry. We cannot continue to commit to global warming and to making the rich more rich and powerful. We have to give American jobs for free, even if they're not good, rewarding jobs. It's all about making them work for the government and giving them a guaranteed salary just for being alive. Where will the money come from? What? We'll tax the money out of them. Wait, then they won't make any money. We'll give them. Okay. Wait. We'll give them money and then we'll tax their money. So we'll give them $100,000 a year and then we'll tax them $100,000 a year and then they can just live and be free. And then what will pay for the health system and everything? Well, I don't have it all figured out yet, but I'm going to give you a dollar. I'm Bernie Sanders.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe this, but this is, what will we do? The Express has the groundbreaking story. Melania Trump grimaces as Donald reaches for her hand. But will she give in? That's right. Us in the mainstream media are doing everything possible to try to ruin Donald Trump's life. But will it work? I mean, this is some of the most ridiculous garbage. And I remember there was a moment, and see if you guys can find this. I think it was in Israel or China. I can't remember, but a similar thing happened. Not really similar to this. You can see that they were, you know, oh, should we hold hands for the picture or not? And then, okay, maybe they're holding hands. And they act like it's some big deal. There was an instance, maybe it was Saudi Arabia, actually. It was Saudi Arabia. Look this up. The media made a huge deal of this. Melania Trump slaps Donald's hand away from her. As they're walking, I think it was Saudi Arabia, maybe in China. He tries to grab her hand and she slaps it away and the liberal media freaks out. They're like, oh my gosh, trouble in paradise. No, see, Melania Trump is such a cultured woman. She's so classy that she knew in the culture, it's China. Is this China, guys? This is Saudi Arabia? Okay, so I knew that. Okay. So he knew that in that culture, I forget what it was, but essentially you don't hold the women's hand, or you don't hold the women's hand till you address the man or something. But it was a total cultural thing that Melania knew. She, you know, only speaks seven languages, compared to, well, we will just leave it at that. And so they freak out and they're like, oh my gosh, Melania, Donald, trouble in paradise. When she just knew that the culture was you don't hold your woman's hand at that point. And I forget what the exact thing was. You address the man first, or you don't hold the woman's hand in public, or whatever it was. Yeah, and there it is. First lady's hand swat, a viral sensation. No, you uncultured swine at CNN. Melania Trump knew what to do in that culture paradigm, and that's why she slapped the hand away. What was that, guys? I couldn't hear you. It was in Israel? Okay, so we don't have a teleprompter here, folks. We're going off memory, and we're going off what we recall. But all I remember was it was explained, and it was a total cultural thing where Melania was like, no, we're not holding hands right now. We're going to wait. That's disrespectful in this situation. But the media freaked out about it. Okay, but you know what? Sorry that we're teleprompter free here, folks, but you know, that's what people actually like about us at InfoWars. We're not controlled. Nobody's telling me what to do. Nobody's telling me what to say. I can only imagine, and I know for a fact, that there are certain show hosts on a certain conservative television network that aren't allowed to have guests on that they want, aren't allowed to talk about certain things that they want, and that comes right down from the top. And then if certain things are breaking, they have to go with a certain angle. We don't get that here. We talk to one another. We suggest angles. We communicate, and we may see things the same. We may see things different. No teleprompters, no control, no talking points, no narratives, 100% real, real time, breaking it down, spirited, passioned, everything. And it's amazing how the things that we talk about at InfoWars end up becoming mainstream news headlines years later. Years and years and years later. And it's all possible at InfoWarsStore.com. You know the attacks that we're under. Lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, which we can win, or we can at least fight back against, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And not only can we fight back, but with your continued support, we're able to expand, hire new crew members, build new studios, get new shows up and running. I know that Alex's goal is to be 24 hours live broadcasting by 2019. Quite a steep goal, but if Alex has his mindset, and with your support, it will happen. 50% off right now, Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitality and Balance Combo Pack, 50% off as well. That's Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill. And for people that like supplements like me, you'll try this stuff and you'll love it. You'll love the Alpha Power. You'll love the Super Male Vitality. I love the bodies because I'm somebody that's pretty physically active. And if I play basketball for 2.5 hours, the next day, my body is sore, but with bodies, it just knocks it out. If I play 2.5 hours of ball and I don't take bodies, I'm sore the next day. If I play 2.5 hours of ball like I did last night and I take bodies, I feel no soreness. It's really incredible. And that's the turmeric that we have in there that is the highest quality. Bodies is 25% off right now. So, but if you're not physically active, if you're not into supplements and that's not your thing, go get a ball cap. Go get a t-shirt. How about toothpaste? Do you use toothpaste? If not, well, you maybe need to go see a dentist. But if you do use toothpaste like the rest of us, we've got Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. So instead of buying toothpaste that says call poison control if ingested, why don't you use toothpaste that doesn't have any poisons and toxins in it and has the good halogen iodine combined with colloidal silver and that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste? I think everybody here at InfoWars probably uses it now. I mean, I don't know. I know I use it. I use it. I have a tube at work. I have a tube at my house. I have a tube in my travel bag. So if just everyone listening right now that uses toothpaste, which I hope is all of you, if all of you just bought Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com today and signed up for auto ship, you get another 10% off. You get the best toothpaste, you get the best price, and you support the best news organization out there. It's a total 360 win, a non-zero-sum game. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, where to go now? All kinds of craziness out there. Rand Paul says he is going to vote for Pompeo after all. He was withholding his vote. He is going to vote for Pompeo. We won't worry about that clip, guys. But let's actually go to Sarah Sanders, putting it into perspective so that the average American citizen can understand the battle for America right now. Listen to Sarah Sanders in clip 12, breaking down the current state of mind that Democrats are dealing with.
We certainly hope that some members will change their minds. Look, at some point, Democrats have to decide whether they love this country more than they hate this president. And they have to decide that they want to put the safety and the security and the diplomacy of our country ahead of their own political games. And we're very hopeful that they will.
No, they won't.
Mike Pompeo is a highly qualified individual.
Hold on. Pause right here. First of all, I love Sarah Sanders. She's great. And I know that she probably knows the Democrats aren't going to do this. But, you know, Democrats, they're minions. They march on the streets and they chant death to America. I've caught them on tape. I mean, they admit they hate America. And then they're going to have to be faced with the reality that Sarah Sanders just laid out. What is going to win the day? What is going to win the day for the average liberal, for the average Democrat? Their hate for Donald Trump or their love for America? Well, the answer to that is simple. If they don't love America, but they hate Trump, what do you think wins out? Obviously, the hate for Trump. And so that's what you see. That's why you see these nasty people in the streets. And then they have the gall to say that Trump supporters are anti-American. You go to any Trump rally or any conservative march, American flags everywhere. You go to an anti-Trump march, they don't even let you bring a flag. I'm dead serious. I've been to anti-Trump marches. People will show up with an American flag and the rest of the people there and the leaders say, take it back to your car. We don't want it. So Sarah Sanders, even though she's doing a good job breaking it down, the Democrats' hatred of Trump will always, pun intended, trump their love for America because they have very little respect for this country. Let's finish the clip.
Top of his class at Harvard, first in his class at West Point. He's been an impeccable CIA director.
Pause it. Oh, my God. He went to West Point and Harvard? I don't care. He is a white male Christian. Shut him down. No. I am a liberal progressive in the United States government, and I don't care how qualified this individual is. As soon as I saw that he was a white male and heard he was a Christian, he is not qualified. We cannot have people like this, white male Christians in our Congress, not in America. Mm-mm. Nope. Let's bring in some more Somalians. I mean, let's just bring in refugees and put them in Congress and let them run the country. That's what I think we should do. In fact, I think Chuck Schumer should put his money where his mouth is and bring over a Somali refugee and give him his job. And he might actually do a better job than Schumer. If he doesn't understand English, he might not do anything. That might be better than Schumer.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/ contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/
All right. Well, my Bernie Sanders impression, well, it's not nearly as good as the real thing, right? I mean, nobody can possibly be that crazy. So here's Bernie Sanders announcing his communist revolution plan to promise all jobs to all Americans.
Senator Bernie Sanders is set to announce a federal jobs proposal that would guarantee a job with at least a $15 per hour wage and health benefits to every adult American, quote, who wants or needs one, the Washington Post reports. The senator is still in the early stages of crafting the plan, according to the Post, which would provide a job or required training for any American. Sanders' office has yet to release the details of the plan's funding, but previous large-scale projects proposed by the Vermont Progressive have involved ending tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and large corporations.
This guy is such a joke. I mean, does he actually think that that would work? There's no way. Where are you going to get the funding for this? Now, see, now here's the thing. If Bernie Sanders came out and said, and he knows this. In fact, he may have said it in the past. If Bernie Sanders comes out and says, we have spent $5 trillion in the last decade on foreign interventions, why don't we instead reinvest that into America so that Americans can receive the benefits of that money instead of whatever goes on with these foreign interventions? Now, if he said something like that, and then dovetailed that into the potential of some universal income or something like that, at least there would be a nugget of truth. At least there would be a nugget of logic and reasoning. But he just completely foregoes all logic, all reasoning, and just says, I have a magic wand. Whenever you see me like this, that's my wand, and you'll all get a job, you'll all get insurance, you'll all get college education. And then what happens when you promise everything for everyone? Nobody gets anything. But that's fine. Go live in a communist country, Bernie. Just go live in a communist country. Nobody's going to stop you. I really wish, I'm dead serious, with all the wasteful spending. I mean, you want to talk about wasteful spending. This would actually probably not be that wasteful. Let's start a program. Instead of these refugee programs, let's start some new refugee program where we take someone that wants to get out of a communist hellhole like Venezuela or North Korea or even China, if they want to get out of China. And let's say we're going to have a new citizen, we'll call it citizen exchange program. So for all of you people in America, we could do like 100 a year or something or more if you want. All you progressive liberals that want communism here and love communism so much, let's do a citizen exchange program. We'll send you to the communist nation of your choice. You get to go there, and then we take a citizen who's oppressed in a communist state that wants to be American, wants to live in a free market, wants to live in the free world. We'll take them in. So you go live in the communist country, and you see how that is, and then we'll replace you with a refugee that's been under the foot of communism, under the boot of communism, and we'll bring them to America so that they can embrace freedom and thrive in the free market. Oh, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that, do they? They want to bring it here. They want to bring communism here. They want to bring failed socialist policies here instead of going and experiencing them for themselves. So that's good, Bernie. Why don't you just promise everyone the moon while you're at it? Because you got about the same odds.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you want to know the truth about why people like Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Kristen Gillibrand, and the rest of the progressive liberals, Cory Booker, and all of them. You want to know the real reason why they want a universal basic income? You want to know the real reason why they want to put you on the government plantation? Is because they want to control you. They want you to be reliant on their government. They want you to be reliant on them. Well, guess what? There was a revolutionary war here fought in 1776 so that bastards like you couldn't get control of free thinkers like me. And the problem is, little cockroaches like you can't win in a battle of wit, you can't win in a battle of integrity, and you sure as hell can't win in an actual physical fight. So keep pushing. And you're going to push yourself right off the ledge. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. So, Kamala Harris, Kristen Gillibrand, Bernie Sanders, they all want you reliant on them. They want you to be their little minion slaves. I want you to be free. I want you to be self-reliant. That's what we want. And I take it a little bit personally when I have members of our own government telling me that I'm not good enough to make it on my own, I have to rely on them. I got two words for you, and I can't say them on air. And I'll leave it at that. We're going to open up the phone lines, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Wide open today. I'll take your calls on anything today, 888-201-2244. But the biggest story to me still has to be the bombshell report coming from the Federalist. Nobody's surprised, but they broke it down. They broke down the legal precedent. They broke down the FEC campaign finance law, and they highlighted the contributions from Hillary's different campaign donations and PACs and everything. And it all added up to Hillary campaign laundering $84 million illegally. Oh, but Michael Cohen pays off Stormy Daniels and $130,000, and that's the biggest story. We need to investigate that. In fact, this is when I start to get mad. I'm not trying to yell today, because I'm still recovering from a rock concert, and I'm going to another one tonight. But this is the kind of stuff that makes my blood boil. The fact that we have more activity, more of an investigation, more media coverage, all of this hype, all of this focus, all under a microscope, the biggest deal, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump, and Stormy Daniels. What happened? Was there a payout of $130,000? What was it for? What is Donald Trump's involvement? And that's the big story. Did it break campaign finance laws? Even though it had nothing to do with the campaign, never did. That's the big story. And then you've got investigations, you've got probes, you've got illegal raids, all of this going down. Meanwhile, there's a 75-foot tall pink elephant in the room with 9 husks. Hillary Clinton laundering $84 million illegally on record via her campaign. No investigation, no raid, no media coverage, nothing. And if that doesn't anger you, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you don't have a soul left. Because if you don't understand that double standard, and you don't understand how all these bureaucracies and this government have been politicized against this country and its people, And if that doesn't upset you, I don't know if you're an American after all. But that's what they want. They want the dumbed down, docile, fluoride head American that can't think for themselves. And even if they do have a thought for themselves, they're too intimidated and afraid of their own shadow and political correctness to ever say anything. So that's why we're here, because not only are we willing to say it, we're willing to shout it at a platform that reaches millions of people. So you know what, Mr. Mueller? Here's your bombshell right here. Hillary Clinton's campaign laundering $84 million. You know what? I'm going to do this math right now. I'm doing this math live on air. Pardon me. I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. No teleprompters. We're just raw. We're just real. Let's find out. $130,000. What percentage of $84 million that is? That's what I'm going to do right now, once I figure out how to work this calculator. Okay. $130,000 divided by $84 million. Okay. Oh, so there you go. Zoom in on that. There's your percentage of the money paid for by Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels. There's your percentage of that compared to the $84 million Hillary Clinton laundered. 0.0015%, folks. That's about how much fluoride is in a bottle of toothpaste that'll poison you if ingested. Just read your bottle of mainstream toothpaste. Not our toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. So Michael Cohen's $130,000 payment to the porn star Stormy Daniels is 0.001% of the money compared to the $84 million illegally laundered by the Hillary Clinton campaign. But where is the FBI investigating? Who is the FBI raiding? Who is James Comey writing memos on? Donald Trump. How about this for a mystery? Apparently James Comey somehow feels obligated to take a memo, write down a memo every time he talks to Trump. Where's his memos with Obama's meetings? Where are his memos with Clinton meetings? Rosenstein? Bueller? 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 Anything? Mueller? Bueller? Mueller? Bueller? Bueller? Mueller? Oh, he only writes... So why does James Comey only write a memo when he meets with Donald Trump? Think about that. Why is James Comey only writing memos after he meets with Trump? Not Clinton, not Obama, not Lynch, not Rosenstein, not McCabe. Nothing. Oh, and then McCabe's partisanship gets exposed. He knows he's exposed. So what does McCabe say? McCabe says, you bring me down, I'm bringing everyone else down. That's an admittance that there is something that can bring these people down. And if you had a Justice Department that actually did its job, if you had Jeff Sessions that wasn't... Jeff Sessions is about as visible as Osama bin Laden. Hiding in a cave. Where is Jeff Sessions? Nobody knows. Mr. Sessions... FEC records indicate Hillary campaign illegally laundered $84 million. Where the hell are you? But then this shows you how weak-minded. I don't even know what to say. I hate saying liberals because when you use these words, I feel like I'm adding to the divide of America. Liberal, conservative, we're all getting divided. We're all Americans. But look at the saps. Stormy Daniels' crowdfunding campaign for lawsuit has earned more than $330,000. Now think about this. What lawsuit could Stormy Daniels even wage against Michael Cohen and Donald Trump? She has no case. It's hilarious. Oh, Stormy Daniels' lawsuit. There is no lawsuit. What's the lawsuit? What is she suing for? She accepted the payment. Done deal. It's over. It's all hype. And she's having a tour right now. Make America horny again. She uses the mainstream media to promote her porn tour. Then she has saps in this country that are so weak-minded, she gets $330,000 for a lawsuit that she could never even file. And where's the Justice Department? GOP lawmaker sends letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions demanding answers about his involvement in FBI raid of Trump's lawyer. Or how about his lack of involvement in anything? The good news is Trump poised for major makeover of liberal Ninth Circuit Court. That's the court, the unelected court of appeals, that stops the Make America Great Again agenda every time it reaches their desk. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals probably just needs to be shut down, honestly.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We open up the phone lines now in the third and final hour of today's broadcast. And we take your calls on anything. The big news that I've covered today, I would say, has to be the hundreds of illegals busted over major raids in the last 72 hours in L.A. You had Texas, California, New York. A report coming out that Hillary Clinton's campaign was laundering millions of dollars. And that's how she was able to hold the DNC hostage over campaign financing. And the FEC records indicate that they were breaking the law. That's the big bombshell news. And what's scary about it is that, how is Hillary Clinton untouchable? I mean, I'm not trying to go off on a jag on this, and I want to go to your calls, but it's like, I mean, how is this woman this untouchable? Okay, let's just go to the phone lines. Let's go to Thomas calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, Thomas. What's on your net? What's on your mind?
Hey, Owen. You guys were talking earlier about the CO2 emissions and global warming, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to bring up the fact, I'm a farmer. I called him before, but I know a lot of mushroom growers, and mushrooms produce a lot of CO2. And a lot of the indoor growers, you can't even go in there. You know, if you can't breathe, how much CO2 they're producing. I just think it's hilarious because all the liberals, you know, they want to tax CO2, all this stuff, while at the same time, they don't even realize what is off, you know, how much more of it affects besides just, you know, fossil fuels and stuff. It affects farmers, it affects mushroom growers, everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, they don't care because none of them are farmers.
True.
So, see, it doesn't affect them.
I'll tell you what, I was a liberal until I became a farmer.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So then it affects you, and then you get it.
That's right, man.
But wait a second. So why aren't Democrats calling for regulating mushroom farms?
Because they don't know how to do anything. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how food gets grown. It's pretty amazing.
That's some pretty good intel. Anything else, Thomas?
I just want to say one last thing. Anyone listening, you guys should just, you know, go out there, try to grow your own food. It's not as easy as you think, and just try to, you know, produce for your own family.
Wait, hold on. You say it's not as easy as you think, or it's not as hard as you think?
It's not as easy as you think.
Okay. I wasn't sure. No. I've grown my own food before, and actually, I actually thought, well, depending on what you grow, if you grow peppers, like peppers grow really easily. You can grow so many peppers, you won't even know what to do with it. Cucumbers are kind of tough. What about hydroponics? Do you ever use hydroponics, Thomas?
I have not done hydroponics. I've looked into aquaponics, which is use the fish water to water your garden and everything, but I'm not quite there yet. I think it's all about scale, you know. You can grow you know, certain things for your own family, but if you're trying to make money, it's not that easy. You know, most farmers are, you know, running by their teeth, you know, they're.
And it's funny too, because most like families or individuals that will grow their own food just for themselves, not to sell it, end up having an excess amount of food and end up giving it away to friends and family.
Right. And no one knows how to preserve their food anymore. That's another big thing. Learn how to freeze and can and dehydrate. And I want to get one of you guys freeze dryers and test that out. But anyways, keep it up, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Thomas. Great call. Yeah, there are our freeze dryers right there. Man, the crew, you guys are like lightning fast over there. We do sell freeze dryers at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you do grow your own food and you have that excess and you need to, you know, can it and store it, the freeze dryer is an amazing option. In fact, we did that here at the studio. We tested it. We used it. We got fruits, vegetables, everything, freeze dried it and canned them. It's an incredible product. It works. It works. That's for sure. And if you do grow your own food, it is a, well, it is a food saver. It's not a lifesaver, but I guess it's a food saver. All right, let's go to Eric calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Eric. What is on your mind?
Yeah, always a good day hearing you. I wanted
to
make a comment on, you talked about like Venezuela and then taking a citizen from here and putting him there, you know, a liberal.
Yeah, you liked my foreign citizen exchange program idea?
Yeah, you had me laughing, man. I almost fell out of the chair.
Laughing? I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Maybe I'm joking.
But they, with these raids and everything, what about taking these illegals who are here illegally, even if they didn't commit a crime? They did commit a crime coming across the border.
Yeah, yeah. The crime is when you broke the law coming here.
In jail here instead of.
No. I don't like it. Well, I don't know. Honestly, that's the kind of stuff that an expert would have to address, someone that's in the immigration enforcement and, you know, border control and everything like that. That's kind of stuff that you're getting into logistics that I'm not going to claim to be an expert on. I just think logic and common sense should rue the day here. Like, why don't we have a border? Why do we just let anyone and everyone come here? Or then to go back to the communist thing, I was saying this yesterday, how liberals have ruined sports television. There's this player from Venezuela, a baseball player. He plays for the St. Louis Cardinals, a team I grew up loving, you know, going to Cardinal games, working in St. Louis media. And he's from Venezuela, and he's having a great season, and he's doing great, and he's hitting the ball well. And there's a huge puff piece about this guy from Venezuela playing baseball in America. Great story, great redemption story, everything from the liberal media outlets that praise communism. So they'll write a story about a ball player who escaped the communist hellhole of Venezuela and is now succeeding an American success story playing baseball. But then on the other side of their mouths, they love communism. So they admit communism creates hellholes that people have to leave and play baseball in America, and then it's a feel-good story. But then they still tell you communism works.
Hey.
So that's why the foreign exchange program needs to be put into place.
I hear you on that, Owen. But for the, you know, putting the illegals in prison here, make Mexico pay for add to the wall money. Make them do the time.
Well, how does one equal the other? I don't know. I don't really see how that works. Look, this whole thing. You don't, there is, this is the easiest deal that Trump has ever had to make. And as soon as he wants to, he'll make it. Pull it up right now, guys. Pull it up right now. The United States sends billions of dollars a year to Mexico in foreign aid. Okay? You cut that foreign aid, you build a wall. Period. That's it. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, just briefly, Pelosi, when she said the bonuses, you mentioned bonuses at the beginning, are crumbs. I believe that the Parkland, you know, the media hog guy, but when the female was speaking at in the clip she have at the rally, yeah, footage of where she says bump stocks, give us an inch, we'll take you a mile. I think somewhere in there she mentions like a synonym of crumbs. So
Look, this is the Democrats are trying to demonize anything Trump does. If he saved 99 cats from a burning building, they'd say he let a roach die. If he cured cancer, they'd say he ignored people that have Lou Gehrig's disease. So Trump can't win anyway. Thank you for the call, Eric. Hey, pull that story back up so I can correct it for our radio audience that didn't see it. $320 million a year in foreign aid to Mexico. So not billions. I correct the record. But $320 million a year in foreign aid to Mexico. So we have sent billions to Mexico in foreign aid. You cut that, you build a wall, problem solved. Oh, but guess what? Mexico will build it if you do that.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to brag about InfoWars. We're tomorrow's news today. We're next year's news today. And I don't want this to come off as patting us on the back or acting like we're responsible for different personalities' growth in media. That's not what I'm saying. So I just want to make that clear. However, if you look at up-and-coming people that are about my age, I'm 28 years old, people that are about my age that are now getting more attention, more notoriety on Fox News every night, on here every night, on there every night, getting all the attention, getting their names mentioned here, getting stories over here. They all, we had them first. Look at, I'll use an example. Look at Candace Owens and look at Austin Fletcher. Two brilliant, creative people that totally paved their own way. Not trying to take that away from them. But who had them on first? We did. Because we identify real thought leaders. We identify real patriots that can change the world. We identify fellow Jedis. And that's who they are. And now look at them. They're everywhere. I mean, and that's just two names. And again, I'm not taking anything away from them. Candace Owens, Fleckus Talks, they kick ass. They don't need InfoWars to be great. My point is that we are the cutting edge. We show you tomorrow's personalities today. We give you next year's news today. How many people are going to credit Alex Jones for talking human-animal hybrids 5 years ago? Now it's mainstream news. There's Candace Owens when she came to Austin, Texas. We brought her in for, I think, a couple days. And again, I don't run to Candace or Austin Fletcher and say, oh, InfoWars are saying they made you. Not what I'm saying. They made themselves. They would be great without InfoWars. I'm just saying we saw they were great and we said we want to be associated with them. We want them on our platform. They kick ass. So we brought them in first. We showed you them. We showed you how great they were. Now everybody wants to talk about them. We're the cutting edge. We're tomorrow's news for day. Today, and I was talking about it in the break. I was like, you know, I don't want to act like we're bragging or act like we created these people, because that's not what I'm doing. That's not what we did. It's just, mainstream media is so controlled. Mainstream media is so controlled that you can't break through on mainstream media. Everything breaks through here. You want to break through? You want to break the dam down? That's what we do. And then once we break it down, the floodgates are open wide. That's why InfoWars exists. That's what we're here to do. That is the essence of everything we do here. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I said it once. I'm going to say it again. If everybody listening right now over all of our platforms, whether you're listening on radio, whether you're on one of our syndicated stations, whether you're listening on any one of the dozens of YouTube channels that pick us up and broadcast us live, we're free to air. We're free to air, so you could watch us on 24 different YouTube channels right now. You could watch us on the different TV stations we're on now. If everyone listening on every outlet went to the InfoWars store right now and purchased a bottle of fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste, we could probably hire an entire new crew now. So InfoWars goes as far as your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And your support has been great, and that's why we're here. Live 10 hours a day. That's why we have multiple reporters on the road. That's why we're hiring more crew, more editors. So it's all happening. And they're trying to stop us with these lawsuits, but Alex Jones is not going to ever give up. So that's what you get when you fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we show you the next big personalities before anyone else discovers them. And I'm glad that these people are taking off. See, that's what they don't get. This isn't competition. There is no competition here. In fact, I hope people are better than us. That would make our country even better faster. But no one has the cojones that we have right here. So thank you so much for your support. I'll hold off these news stories to the next segment. Let's go out to the phone lines now. We've got Rodney calling in from Indiana. Rodney, go ahead. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Owen. Nice talking to you. I've got a story. I think you guys have talked about it before, but I just wanted to have it get some legs again with Imran Awan making the news again. Andre Carson, he's the so-called representative out here in Indianapolis. And there's been stories of him on a regular basis playing video games with Imran Awan in the congressional office on a regular basis.
Hold on a second. You're not trolling me right now, right?
No.
Imran Awan playing video games with Andre Carson, a representative from Indiana.
On a regular basis.
A Democrat?
Oh, yeah. He's on the House Armed Services Committee, gets money from CARE recently.
Oh, jeez. Did he fund the Awans at all?
Oh, hard telling. He was one of the first people to have him on his staff and one of the last for him to leave.
Okay. So I bet, hey, guys, pull up. I think it's a Daily Caller story. I believe it's Daily Caller. I don't know, but I'm sure you could find it. It may be The Wire. They have all of the names that were working with Awan. Let's see if Andre Carson is on that list. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, they're real good buddies. And Carson's on the Armed Services Committee. I think the House Intelligence Committee. I know he's got the top, you know, clearances and everything. And what's this guy doing? Well, first of all, he's programming Carson's computers. We know that. And then he's playing online video games. That'd be a real good way for a spy to transmit information over to Pakistan, wouldn't it, when he's playing video games with this Pakistani buddy?
You'd have to be more of an expert at that stuff to me. It would make sense. Hey, pull that story back up. The crew found the story at the Daily Caller. I'm just going to read from this, guys. Just pull that back up. Go back to that paragraph. Luke Rosiak has been all over this story for the Daily Caller. Imran Awan's still active email address is linked to the name of a House staffer who specializes in intelligence and homeland security matters for Indiana Democratic Representative Andre Carson. Oh, yeah, that's great. Homeland Security Matters, a Pakistani agent working for him. So yeah, there you go. This is all on record, everything you said, Rodney. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I've got a medical condition. My pancreas is failing. Anyway, so I took what I take, your vitamins and everything, to my doctor. And when I was saying I was taking iodine at first, he kind of looked at me weird, and he looked at the bottle X2, and right out of his mouth was, wow, everybody should take this. That was right.
Man, you know what? It's true, though. This is a life-changing product. I mean, you know, and you'll never understand it until you try it.
And this is from one of the top pancreatic doctors in the country. So if I can take it, everybody can. I guarantee that.
So what kind of results are you talking about here? What kind of, are you saying it stopped some pain, or what was the deal?
Yeah, it stopped inflammation.
Yeah, well, that'll happen, especially in your thyroid.
Yeah, thyroid. Whenever you have a pancreatic condition, all of your glands want to deteriorate, your thyroid especially. So. Yeah,
which is all an extension of the thyroid.
Yep. My whole house is InfoWars. I've got the Alexa Pure. I've got the shower head, everything around that. The toothpaste. I've been watching you guys I was red-pilled about eight years ago. I started listening to Alex and got my red pill then. So, love you guys.
Wow, well, you're the type of audience member that makes everything possible, Rodney. So thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your support. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing better with the issues you had with your pancreas. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, let's squeeze in Nemo real quick. Nemo, make it quick. You got about 30 seconds. What is on your mind, Nemo in Massachusetts?
I wanted to clarify something real quick. I had called in a 34-hour broadcast a little while ago, and I had got some information right and some information kind of sour to John Bowne, and wanted to hopefully get in contact with him and clarify that, especially because I've been permanently kicked off Facebook and he doesn't have a listed email.
Okay, well, you got 15 seconds.
I can follow up by saying you've been doing great coverage on Dr. Shiva Iyer-Ray. Glad to see him getting his name out there more. I plan to be working with his campaign pretty soon. I've been talking to them. Massachusetts.
I love Dr. Shiva because he's so smart, and we need more people like him in the Senate.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Getting fired up right now in the last segment. Boom! Look at what just went up on Drudge Report in the last 20 minutes. Jeff Sessions not recusing himself from Cohen probe. Uh-oh. Does Jeff Sessions have a pulse? Senator Lee, Mueller legislation unconstitutional. Yeah, the whole thing has been unconstitutional, including the raids. This is all on Drudge right now. Red-linked. Comey lawyers up. You don't lawyer up unless you broke the law. Oh, James Comey is so screwed. Then you've got Wayback Machine disputes Joy Reid's tampering claims. I'll get to more of that in a second. And then finally, Drudge finally has Dr. Shiva on there. See, this is why InfoWars exists. Let me tell you something. This is not a coincidence that Dr. Shiva goes on the Alex Jones Show today and then gets read and then gets linked on Drudge Report. Warren Challenger sues to keep fake Indian signs up. Let me tell you something. We are just beginning to flex our political muscles again. We had political atrophy. We've had political atrophy, and now we're starting to work our muscles back, and we're getting big. Oh, my gosh. We are going to be able to bench press these deep state globalists before long, man. Let me do a news blitz here and then take your calls. People, this is from New York CBS. People are very, very nervous. Community leaders in Brooklyn warn of increased bias attacks against Jews. So you've got all these videos surfacing now and all these attacks where you've got Jewish people, they're wearing their Jewish garments, the hat, the yarmulke, or they have the Orthodox Jewish haircut and beard, what have you. And they just get savagely attacked on the streets of New York. Just savagely attacked. They're wearing their, you know, yarmulkes or whatever they're wearing, and they just get savagely beaten. And now it's becoming a story. I wonder, who do you think could be savagely attacking and beating Jews on the streets of New York? Do you think it's those Christian boys? Maybe it's those white supremacists. No. Is there a group or a religion of people that hates the Jews? I can't think of it. Would they be mass migrating them to this country, to New York City? I just can't. Did they maybe, we were told, bring down two of the world's biggest buildings as well? I'm just trying to put two and two together. Who would be savagely beating Jews in the streets of New York City? There isn't a group of people that hate them, right? That are being mass imported to America. I can't put my tongue on it. I don't know. It's weird. You got a special election tonight in Arizona. The media is hyping it up like it's going to be a Democrat victory. Well, don't believe the media for one second. I don't know where the victory goes, but the media, these polls, just ignore them. They're all fake. Oh, I shouldn't even. Trump has some explaining to do about his 2013 Russia trip. Dude, let me tell you something about this. This story is 100% in response to Donald Trump coming out the other day and saying, I've got all the details about this trip. I've got all the eyewitnesses. I've got all the flight records, travel logs, everything. I didn't stay at the hotel they thought I stayed. I didn't even stay in Moscow that night. I left back to New York. So this is another fake news story from the New York Times trying to smear Donald Trump with fake news. Total fake news. You know who has explaining to do? The New York Times as to why they've still been running fake news for a decade. Trump says it's stupid to ask whether he'd pardon Michael Cohen. Actually, I think that's pretty smart, and I think he will pardon Michael Cohen. But then it's the Washington Post. Donald Trump protests too much. Yeah, like it's more evidence. Oh, same guy, Aaron Blake. It was the Washington Post last time, too. Same guy, Aaron Blake. These people, I mean, you call yourself a news reporter? You are an anti-Trump junkie. That's what you are. You're an anti-Trump drug addict, essentially. MSNBC's Joy Reid claims her website was hacked and bigoted anti-LGB content added, a bizarre story liberal outlets ignore. So Glenn Greenwald writes this for The Intercept. I didn't want to talk about this, but he makes a great point. If this was a conservative that had this story about them, the liberal media would be all over it all day long. But because it's Joy Reid, they ignore it. She says it didn't actually happen. Well, turns out Joy Reid lied about that. And the Wayback Machine can prove that as well. Count it. Oh, this is so funny. So Jake Tapper's book just got published. It's got one review. The guy gives it a 5-star review and then admits in the review he didn't even read the book. But James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, is dwarfing the sale of Hillary Clinton's book, dwarfing the sale of Fire and Fury, dwarfing the sale of all of these fake books that they're writing about Trump. But it's all because the Amazon reviews have rigged the review system. So you cannot give James Comey's book a review unless you give it a 4- or 5-star review. Try it. I dare you. If you give James Comey's book a 3- or 2-star, it'll tell you, nope. Doesn't count. Conservative Parkland survivor questioned by school security after visiting gun range with father. So Kyle Kashov goes to the gun range perfectly legal, shoots a gun, goes to school the next day, gets questioned for it. That's nice. That's a nice American thing. Petition accuses TPUSA of creating unsafe space at Colorado State. So Colorado State University says conservative speech is not safe, but a sanctuary city and Democrat legislators that aid and abet criminals is perfectly fine. But conservative speech, well, that's dangerous. John Legend takes to Twitter and says that police are killing black people for no reason. So that's great, John. Keep indoctrinating black people to hate police. And then when black people have that feeling, then when they have an encounter with police, it's not going to go well because now both people are fearing for their lives. You see how that works? Thanks to the liberal propaganda against police and against black people. Jessica Valenti. Hey, who is this chick? Can somebody look this broad up? She tweets out, to the folks who find LGBTQ language confusing, if my daughter's second grade class gets it, so can you. So now they're teaching second graders about the 73 different genders. Hey, who is this nitwit? Washington Post writer? Aren't you guys glad that they're teaching our sons and daughters how to be gender fluid and the 73 different genders that they can choose to be, even though none of them actually exist? I'm going to teach my kid that they can be a unicorn if they want, and they can fly with pixie dust, too. Listen to how out of control these people are. Activists interrupt Jenna Fisher talk, demand black housing. Jenna Fisher is an actress. She happens to be from my hometown of St. Louis. And she's giving a speech talking about her new book, and she gets disrupted by black activists who are demanding free black housing. So you can't even give a book speech anymore without the liberals talking you down. Yeti, that made having a cooler cool, decides they're going to go against the NRA. The NRA responds, Yeti looks like a bunch of jackasses. Well, I got news for you, Yeti. Your stock is about to plummet, and the stock of Pelican Cooler Company that just said for every purchase you make of a Pelican cooler, they're giving $10 to the NRA. Pelican on its way up, pro-America, pro-freedom, about to be huge. Yeti, anti-America, anti-Second Amendment, on its way down. Mark my words. Oh, this is sad, and this is not the first time. You've had Italian girls do that. You've had other European girls do this. They bring in these Muslim refugees to prove to their friends that they're not xenophobic and that Muslims aren't bad, and then they end up getting raped and beaten. Swedish woman who was accompanied by two Afghans to prove that xenophobes are wrong is raped and abused. So, I'm sorry, maybe this guy from Afghanistan isn't a Muslim. I'm not trying to misappropriate anything here. It's just, this is the same story where they, women, young women, to prove they're not xenophobic and to prove that Middle Eastern men are getting a bad rep, take them out or travel with them or journey through the Middle East. Same thing happened to an Italian girl. Same thing have happened to other European girls. Same thing have happened to girls who meet them at refugee centers and then take them in as friends. I mean, they all end up getting raped and abused. Maybe not all, but I mean, a handful of them. I mean, isn't one too many? Three teenagers stabbed in London overnight amid crime wave. So it looks like the knife control in London is not working. Robots greet customers at world's first personless bank. So now the Shanghai branch of the China Construction Bank is run by robots. That's just what you need. Because I love when I call up a bank on the phone and I get a robot. Hey, 30 seconds for Sunny in Florida. I'm sorry to the other callers. Sunny in Florida, 30 seconds. Close this out.
I was laughing my butt off to this day. I don't know if you made it up or if somebody else made it up when you called the Keebler Elf, A.J. Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions, that, the Keebler Elf? Yeah, the Keebler Elf has been hiding in the Keebler Elf tree eating Fudgums for too long. It's time for the Keebler Elf to get his ass down here and start investigating Hillary Clinton. Thank you for the call, Sunny in Florida. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.